Hello everyone, welcome to the Joker Dolphin Gaming Pod. I'm Mark, and as always, I'm joined by Matthew.
Hello.
And Ethan.
Hey up everybody.
How are we doing?
Doing good.
Alright, not too shabby.
Doing good. Well, day of recording, it's St. Patrick's Day, so I'm having an Irish whiskey, of course.
Oh, very nice. I thought you were going to say a Guinness.
I haven't got any Guinness on me, I'm just polishing off the bottle of Jameson. Other whiskies are available. Yes. I'm just disappointed I've got no more, and that's the only Irish whiskey I've got. So it comes to St. Patrick's Day and I'm empty, pretty much. But no.
I celebrated St. Patrick's Day yesterday instead by having a Guinness with WKD.
Yeah. Which we tried something. As well, yeah. But I still maintain it just tasted of WKD. With that odd texture.
It was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it anyway.
It was all right. It was all right. I've tasted much worse things. Right, shall we get to the news then?
Yep.
Into the news.
Shall we talk about leaks? Seems to be all the rage in gaming, it seems.
Yeah, so our latest victim was Insomniac, which is unfortunate. The news around it seems to have sort of spun off from the sort of layoffs that Sony have made through, well, obviously everyone got affected, but it seems as though due to the layoffs that Insomniac felt, they've had to, well, essentially cancel a project that was ongoing. And, well, what someone has decided to do, whether it was someone former from Insomniac, or maybe an insider, or those pesky hackers again, we ended up getting a trailer leaked, two trailers leaked from this cancelled project that Insomniac was working on. And it was all going to be based on a multiplayer mode that we're going to do off of Spider-Man 2.
Interesting.
As mentioned, there was two trailers. One of them kind of opened up with Yuri Lowenthal, the voice actor for Peter Parker / Spider-Man, basically sort of going through kind of this, I suppose, concept for this multiplayer game. And essentially saying, you know, you can swing around, you know, and you can be a lone wolf if you want, or, you know, it'd be better if we sort of stick together with some friends. And the trailer sort of shows off, I think, four different variants of Spider-Man, kind of swinging through, punching and kicking some justice around New York. I think the four that we're going to base on was, I might guess wrong, I think one of them was Spider-Man 2099. One was going to be Ghost Spider, or Spider-Gwen, as she's known. And I can't remember the two others exactly. But they'll be based on something from, like, I think one might have been Spider-Punk. But yeah, it seems to have sort of detailed this whole mode that was going to be called Spider-Man the Great Web. They were going to be doing some, you know, multiverse shenanigans. And it seemed as though you'd be taking on, like, a version of the Sinister Six. Not exactly the six you saw in the first Spider-Man game, but sort of variants of them in this multiplayer mode. And yeah, I don't know what to say, if this is a shame or not that it's been cancelled. It looks, I like the idea of the concept, whether single player games really need another sort of potentially live service mode added to it. I don't know. But this seems to be the victim of all the layoffs.
Well, this is the thing. I'd rather they put their efforts into a new single player thing than faff around adding this.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose we'll see.
But it would be cool swinging through the same way he makes, though, on the wingsuits and whatnot.
It would be good, but I'm thinking of the bigger picture, really. We've got enough of live service multiplayer stuff going on, haven't we? Let the first party stick to what they're good at, in my view.
Ooh, well, the thing is, according,
they could have done the Spider-Man meme emote.
Yeah, could have. Could potentially have. Now, according to Bloomberg's Jason Schreier, Apparently this mod was actually cancelled some time ago, so I don't think it was actually anything to do with the layoffs, but I'm assuming this got maybe part of it. Maybe it was part of the data breach that Insomniac had as well. Because I remember they had that some time ago, so maybe that's what this is part of. So it's unfortunate. I mean, you did see some in both trailers as well. You saw some, I wouldn't say variants of New York, but there seems to be different levels based on different universes within there as well. I think one of them that was showed off was the Noirverse. Sorry, Noir. I've said that completely wrong. Noir.
Manuel Noir.
That's a completely different game, Noir. The Noirverse. And then another one seems to be based on like a very comic book star one. Maybe the original Spider-Man animated series, maybe in the 60s, I want to say, I think it was in, or 70s. But, seems to be a bit of a shame, but if they can make it work, then I'd rather they just cancel it. Similar to, I suppose, with The Last of Us multiplayer. They might sort of can that, like, if you can't get it working, just stop. Stop, pull our resources into it. They could use a lot better, like Path of Three. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it would have been fun, but I still think. Put your resources to better use.
Right. So moving on from Spider-Man, we had a bit of a celebration on the 10th of March, which is known as Mario Day.
Woohoo! Why?
Maybe because it's Mar and then 10. It spells out Mario.
Ah, now it makes sense.
Now it makes sense. Yeah. Now that's why it's Mario Day. I don't know. So we got some announcements from the man, the legend himself, Miyamoto. So, in a message from the man himself, he said that a new animated film based on the world of Super Mario Brothers is in production at Illumination Studios. And we have a release date as well. So we don't know if this is going to be a sequel or maybe just a spin-off or just a brand new film based in the universe. Maybe Donkey Kong. But we will see that film on April the 3rd of 2026. So we've got 2 years to go.
Great. Thanks for telling us that.
I'd rather not know if it's that far away.
Well, it's too late. Now you know.
You could have told us that next year.
This seems a bit too early to announce something, isn't it? Like, I hate when stuff gets announced way too early.
Yeah.
See Metroid Prime 4 for examples. we've also got two release dates for some games that are coming up to Nintendo Switch. So we have, to start off with, Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door, which is the remake/remaster. That'll be coming on the 23rd of May this year. And then we also have, 1 month after, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, which will be coming up on the 27th of June.
Nice. Can't wait for that one.
Yep.
I like Luigi's Mansion.
Good. Also got on the Nintendo Switch Online subscription service, 3 new Mario tiles that will have been released, well, by now, which is all on the Game Boy. So we've got Dr. Mario. We have the Game Boy Colors Mario Golf and Mario Tennis. So I remember playing Mario Tennis actually on the Game Boy Color. It's actually, it's pretty decent. So it's a straightforward tennis game. There's none of the sort of wonder and magical powers that you can get in the later sort of tiles, but it's got a bit of an RPG element to it as well, so it's not too bad. And then the last announcement we got is we are getting a Lego Mario Kart set coming that will be releasing next year.
So we're stretching that game out even more.
Well, I don't think Mario Kart's ever had like a Lego variant, so.
Is it Forza that there's a Lego variant on? Yeah.
I know there was the Hot Wheels ones they did. Yeah, I didn't know they did Lego. the more you know.
So you just mentioned film there. I'm going to switch that over to TV.
Ooh.
So there's been cast announcements for the Among Us animated series.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? I'm intrigued. Go on.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, did you know there was an animated series coming?
No.
I didn't.
Oh,
I
had no idea. This is even better. Right. So, yes, there is. I think it was announced last year, but to be honest, I completely forgot about it until I saw this announcement. So there's been four casting announcements, and it will star Yvette Nicole Brown, Randall Park, Elijah Wood, and Ashley Johnson.
Oh, interesting.
Now, in the CBS, who the broadcasters, released a press release, and in it, they gave some character descriptions for who these people are going to be playing.
Okay.
Would you like to hear these?
Is it just all pajama aliens?
Pajama
aliens?
Yeah, that's what I think the Among Us things are.
Yes, they are. I should go. So Randall Park, he will voice Red. They're all just colours. And he is the captain of the Skeld. Now, I've not played Among Us, but I'm going to presume that's the name of the ship.
Yes, you are correct.
Right, okay. And he's a people pleaser and a blowhard. No jokes. His task is leadership and confidence. And a fun fact about him is he failed upwards.
Okay.
I know it well.
Yep. Ashley Johnson will voice Purple, who is the chief of security. And safety, suspicion, sarcasm. I think these are like their traits. A task is wet blanket, whatever that means. Fun fact, she has trust issues. Yvette Nicole Brown will voice Orange, who is from HR. A spineless corporate shill. And a task is eliminate redundancy redundantly. And fun fact, fires you over email. And then finally, Elijah Wood will voice Green, who is an unpaid intern who is just happy to be there. And his task is whatever they're told. And fun fact, he gets paid in pizza. So, yeah, there's no announcement of when the release is going to be. But, yeah, if that's whet your appetite for the Among Us animated series, I'm a bit more curious now. Particularly how I've never played the game, actually.
I didn't even know they had individual jobs.
Well, you do now.
Not in the game, but I suppose in the series you'd have to sort of build it around that. I wonder which one will play like the imposter.
Elijah Wood. I'm calling.
Let's try for Elijah.
Yeah.
I could see that. I think I could see that.
TBC. Right. You got some quick fire news.
Ooh, yes. Quick.
It's been an announcement. So, the date for this year's Summer Game Fest has been released.
Ooh.
Is it in winter?
Funnily enough, no.
Okay.
Oh, disappointing.
It will take place on June the 7th. So, Keely and the gang will be back then. It's a Friday, which does it normally take place on a Thursday? Or midweek?
I thought it was midweek.
Yeah, it's taking place on a Friday this year. And it will be kicking off at 2 PM Pacific time, 5 PM Eastern time, and 9 PM GMT. So a good time for us.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Good.
Looking forward to that. And that will stream live from the YouTube Theatre in Los Angeles. Any guesses what might turn up or what you'd like to see?
Do I want... I've got something. I think he's going to roll Kojima out. You've heard it here first.
Yeah. I think Kojima needs to come on a shadow drop something.
Yeah.
He's just keep raising the bar.
Has he raised it high enough? How high do you want it?
Do you know what? I don't know.
He's lower the bar.
Personally, I think Kojima's overrated.
Hot take.
Jeff will have you for that.
That's it. As soon as this podcast goes live, you're a dead man.
That's it. Just a poison dart to the back at neck.
I've heard rumours of this. I might go for a safe bet and think we'll get an announcement of Borderlands 4.
Ooh. Intriguing.
I think it's been long enough for 3. So.
Well, you know, it's also leading towards the film, isn't it? So
maybe. Well, that's it, yeah.
I've got a feeling we'll get the continuation of one of PlayStation's big IPs, either an announcement for the next God of War or The Last of Us Part 3.
I don't think that's happening.
I think it's too soon.
It's not.
Or Horizon.
Horizon, I'm more, of the three you've mentioned, I'm more inclined by Horizon.
I reckon we might get some news on the multiplayer they're working on.
Yeah, possible.
And then we'll get news of God of War's multiplayer. And continuation of Ghost of Tsushima, maybe?
Maybe some Wolverine stuff?
Yeah.
Ooh, would like to see some Wolverine stuff.
Because have we only seen that CG trail? I think we did.
Yeah, that's all we've got so far. Yeah. And then obviously we had the leaked pre-alpha stuff that was, again, disappointing. Yeah. Anything from Xbox?
If they're going to do
Starfield DLC. Do
we think it's too soon for a new Elder Scrolls game? Yeah. Or at least for there to be an announcement or something about it.
I think it's too soon.
Yeah. Plus, I think they might want to do it like an Xbox thing rather than that Summer Games Fest.
You never know if they want to make a big splash.
True. I'd like to see a new Mario game.
I'd like to see a new Mario Kart.
Nah, they're still going on that. It's been like what? It's been 7 years since Odyssey came out? Seven?
Has it?
It was around close to the launch of the Switch, was it not?
Yeah, I think it might have been about 6 months or so after.
At that time, we've already had 2 Zeldas, so.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're right. 2017, so 7 years.
Nintendo. I know you do all your like 2.5D stuff. Where's the new 3D one?
We'll see.
Right, well, moving on from one Japanese developer onto another one. We got some news from Capcom during their Capcom highlights that they did. They spent 2 days showing off some extended looks at a couple of their games and some other announcements. So during the first day, they showed off a little bit more on the Kunitsugami Path of the Goddess game, which is the 3D hack and slash horror-esque action game. If you want to see more of this, you could do. It's not one that's taken my fancy too much. But I suppose anyone that's fans of sort of hack and slash games might be sort of up their street. And then we got an extended look over at Dragon's Dogma 2 as well, which I know is coming out very, very soon, towards the end of March, I believe. So just to add more salt to the delicious steak of that game, if you wanted to see more of it. And then moving over on to Day 2, which is sort of more kind of up my street. We've got a bit of news on Street Fighter 6 with the third fire coming out of the first, I suppose, season slash battle pass, which is going to be Akuma. So the, I suppose, kind of like almost kind of main antagonist for Ryu's character arc and stuff. Seems to come in, it looks a little bit more of we've gone for like a more of a Buddha kind of look for Akuma, but he just has freaking like a massive back and he does like 1-inch punches that causes earthquakes now, so he's going to be OP.
Nice.
And apparently he can uppercut a Buddhist statue's head off, so you know, there's levels. So it looks pretty cool. He's going to be out in spring of this year. No definitive date, but watch out for spring, which I think we're pretty much close into, so in the next couple of months probably. Then we move over to a new update for Exo Primal.
Oh, that game.
Oh, wonderful. So,
that game's still gone.
What's going on with the dinosaurs?
The dinosaurs. So we're going to have a new crossover event with Mega Man. So you'll be able to get into a rig that looks like Mega Man. Don't know what else to describe on this one. apparently, you also come with four new rigs to be able to use, so different types of weapons and equipment that will come with that. I think one played very much like Wolverine with claws. Another one held up with sort of like a crossbow. And then I think I remember another one who just had like a massive laser cannon, basically. So that'll be fun to use against the dinos. They also revealed two new modes for the game as well. So there's going to be a 10-player co-op mode where you fight against a stronger variant of the final boss, which looks pretty cool. And then I think there was like a quick play 5v5 PvP mode that's coming as well. Just to remind people that it's not just a PvE game. And that update will come out on the 17th of April. And then the final piece of news that we got was the Monster Hunter news. So initially they revealed kind of like the final like 10 favorite monsters that people sort of voted on for the 20th anniversary of Monster Hunter. And then two new announcements. We're going to expect Monster Hunter Stories, the 3DS game coming to pretty much most modern platforms, so the PS4, Nintendo Switch, and Steam, sorry. So that'll be coming with full HD graphics, sort of being remade for high definition graphics, and fully voiced characters as well throughout the story. So we're going to get that. I loved that game on the original 3DS. It was a massive time sink for me. So if you like your sort of Pokemon-esque style games, capturing monsters, training them up, breeding them, that kind of stuff, games for you. And then they also announced that the sequel, Wings of Ruins, will also be coming to PS4 as well. So both those games are coming on the 14th of June.
I might give that a go, actually. You were saying it's more Pokemon-esque.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like a nice introduction to sort of the universe and how there's sort of like you've got monster hunters, but then you've also got monster breeders as well, and how they kind of differentiate between both tribes. So if you're a little bit off from the, I suppose, hunting side of the world, then the breeding side might make you a fan.
Okay, shall we finish off with one last thing?
Go on.
You know, back in the old days of this pod, we used to have a thing called the Hall of Fame.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. And then due to time constraints, etc., that kind of disappeared. But the tradition of the Hall of Fame is going strong with the World Video Game Hall of Fame.
Oh?
Yes. So they have announced the finalists for this year's entries. So there's 12 games that they've put up for vote to be inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. And those finalists are, so the Hall of Fame is located at the International Center for the History of Electronic Games at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York. And the 12 games that were up for the vote are Asteroids, Elite, Guitar Hero, Metroid, Myst, Neopets, Resident Evil, SimCity, Tokimeki Memorial, which I'd never heard of before, but apparently that's a dating simulator from Konami, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, Ultima, and You Don't Know Jack.
Very eclectic bunch.
Hmm. So the three games that received the most public votes will form a player's choice ballot, and they will be counted with other ballots submitted by members of a committee of journalists and scholars with video game expertise. So fans have until March the 21st to cast their votes. So that's 2 days after this pod releases. And the top voted entries will be inducted on May the 9th. So what would your top three be of those?
Tony Hawk Pro Skater. For one. Sim City, I think. Even though my population turned against me. That's still a good game. And Asteroids, purely just because it's so nostalgic.
You know what? I think those will be my three as well, actually. I bet I could guess which one of yours would be, Matt.
Well, obviously it's got to be Asteroids. I think Asteroids definitely got it going.
I thought you were going to say that dating sim from Konami.
That dating sim from Konami's got it going. I'm actually trying to remember some of the picks now. I think for me, on a personal level, I'd probably go Asteroids, Metroid, and Resident Evil.
Yeah, I thought those two you'd put in. Yeah, it's a good selection though. I think
definitely.
I don't think you can go far wrong with any of those choices, really. Well,
what's
depending on how good the data is, I don't know.
Hey, it must be good if it's in that list.
Yeah. Would you like to hear what's been inducted so far into this Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Okay. In no particular order, I don't think. So we've got Barbie Fashion Designer.
What?
Computer Space. The Last of Us. Wii Sports. Civilization. Ms. Pac-Man, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, Dance Dance Revolution, Tetris, Super Mario Brothers, Pac-Man, World of Warcraft, Doom, Pong, Grand Theft Auto 3, The Oregon Trail, The Legend of Zelda, The Sims, Sonic the Hedgehog, Space Invaders, Pokemon Red and Green, Halo Combat Evolved, Street Fighter 2, Donkey Kong, Tomb Raider, Space War, John Madden Football, Final Fantasy VII, Super Mario Kart, Mortal Kombat, Microsoft Solitaire,
oh, classic,
Colossal Cave Adventure, Minecraft, King's Quest, Centipede, Bejeweled, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, StarCraft, Microsoft Flight Simulator, and Animal Crossing. Good it's bunch.
List.
Yeah, it's can't go list. Wrong there.
I mean, we've got great taste because a lot of them were in ours. Well, I say a lot. Quite a few were.
Yeah.
Barbie Fashion Design.
One wasn't in ours.
Am I missing something from there? Is it known for something? Or
Is that the one we spoke about, Nathan, previously, where you were able to print off?
Yeah, that's it. It broke a lot of ground because you were able to design clothing for Barbie and print them off on a fabric printer. And then put them
that's
out.
That's quite a neat idea.
Okay. Fair enough. I shall be quiet. Yeah.
Quite advanced for 1996, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I mean,
we don't seem to have that much nowadays, do we? That sort of reality-based connection with a video game. Like, there's no... Like, you've got a tangible thing there, haven't you?
Yeah.
But you don't have that in games now, do you? I mean, everything's going digital, aren't they? So, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's not as if you've got the Game Boy printer anymore. Mm. You can go out with your Game Boy camera, take pictures, and then print them out, stick them to things. Cool stuff like that. They used to, do you remember in the early 2000s, they were for, I think it was the Game Boy Advanced and the SP. They had this game where you could like swipe these game cards and stuff. They were pretty cool. Yeah, just things like that, that I guess like more recently with the Vita, because it had a camera, you could scan these like QR codes and they had this like AR things. So you could see things on the cards.
Yeah.
Like artificial reality kind of stuff. But yeah, not in the last probably maybe a decade. Can't really remember anything like that, but I think as you both said, it's because it's the way gaming's going, isn't it? Everything's going digital. So why would they give us cool stuff like that?
Hmm.
Other than if you get a collector's edition, obviously, then you get loads of little trinkets and things, but
yeah, then you get a download code for the actual game.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
It's basically just a fancy way of making merchandise, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know anyone that actually wants that stuff.
I'm surprised Metal Gear Solid's not been put.
Well, you can send ideas in for what they want to indulge.
I have to. It's not been a nominee in any of the years.
I'm not surprised. Kojima is overrated, so...
You're just going to keep saying that.
Yeah. Based on no evidence whatsoever, I'm just going to say because it riles people up.
He's an acquired taste. I can understand that. But no, there you go. Go and cast your votes, people. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks, chaps. We'll be back next Tuesday. You can follow us across social media. Find Joker Dolphin on YouTube and Facebook, as well as on Instagram and Twitter at Joker Dolphin. And you can visit our website at jokingdolphin.com. Until next time, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.